Hey, what's up? It's your host, Taylor. Today, we're going to be talking about the atomic bomb and how it affected the people of Hiroshima. So, from what I gather, a basic summary of this event was on August 6, 1945, during World War II, an American B-29 bomber dropped the world's first deployed atomic bomb over the Japanese city, Hiroshima. The explosion wiped out 90% of the city, immediately killing 80,000 people, and tens of thousands would later die caused by the radiation that occurred. Before getting into the horrific details and introducing our guests, let's talk about how this event occurred. So the tea is Japan did a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, and you know back then, the U.S. was on the isolation thing. They didn't want no beef with Japan, and when Japan did that, you know, it caused the United States to, you know, come out of isolation into World War II. And was a conflict that would later end in Japan surrendering after a devastating nuclear bomb on not just Hiroshima, but Nagasaki. Now introducing our guest, President Truman, to give better insight.
Hey guys, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how about yourself? So let's start from the beginning. Why, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, did you decide to come out of isolation?
Well, on December 7, 1941, it was at Knox who first telephoned Roosevelt to advise him that the Japanese was bombing Pearl Harbor, and it really wasn't my time in presidency, but you know, the rest is history.
So after President Roosevelt died, then you became president on April 12, 1945. Tell me, why your first major act as president was to drop the atomic bomb on not just Hiroshima, but Nagasaki?
Well, when I became president, this war between Japan and the United States has been going on for 4 years now. And my main concern was the safety of all Americans. And as everyone knew, Japan had a policy for no surrender. So I felt like it was my last option.
Speaking of last options, walk us through all the four options that you had planning before deciding the atomic bomb was the best one.
We did have four options. The first was to continue the conventional bombing of Japan, but soon it came to a decision that was not effective due to the policy of no surrender. And that was followed by option two, ground level invasion of Japan home island. But again, my concern was no more Americans die at this point. So options three and four left off with the atomic bomb and the decisions of using it on unpopulated areas or populated areas.
Wow. So, what defined your options just between those two?
Well, option three, we could propose no technical demonstration likely to bring an end to the war. We can see no acceptable alternative to direct military use. So, option four was left, and honestly, it was the hardest decision that I could have made. I was hesitant on this whole operation.
I would say I can relate, but I can't. Wow, that's unbelievable. So now you made your decision to bomb Hiroshima. What happened that day?
Well, as everyone knows, an American bomber plane came and dropped the bomber. And later that day, I released a statement to the press stating that if they did not oblige by our terms, then they would later face the consequences.
So after that encounter, what happened after that?
They didn't reply to our terms, so we had to show that we were serious, and then we bombed Nagasaki, and later that day we found out Japan had later surrendered and accepted our terms.
So now the war is over. How did it make you feel? And we did that mean not what? So now that the war is over, how did that make you feel? We did not mean not just you, but the people of America.
Well, oh gosh, that meant everything at that moment. That meant my goal as president has been accomplished and no more American people had to die. That meant the waste of time and energy can be set on something else besides war, and we can move on as a nation and prosper.
I felt like that was what Roosevelt was trying to move on as a nation. So that it can worry about the issues and what's going on in the nation. So after that, how was the aftermath of the explosion? Was like, how did people take the loss of Japan? And what was the next step as a nation from moving on from this?
Well, it meant that all these American citizens did not die for anything. It was leading up to that moment, and of course, it had a major effect on the people. For example, in Japan, it affected families, and the survivor heck the whole nation in a negative way. And that way, we all had to move on from this. So from this was to look to the future and hope that we can move on from this. And that's just what we did.
Right. And what did you had to say about your decision that you made?
It was a heavy burden to bear, and I alone and all the world must say yes or no to that awesome ultimate question. Shall we drop the bomb on a living target? And I said yes. And now I can't share the blame with no one but myself.
Oh, well, thank you for coming, Truman. I really appreciate your participation in this discussion, and thank you for giving us insight on the whole ordeal.
Thank you for having me. It was nice having a discussion about it.
Now that we have heard the President Truman and pretty much sums up what happened, let's talk about the lasting effect of the atomic bomb had on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yes. So from gathered resources, I hear that the temperature had reached 10 million Celsius, you know the word I'm trying to say. Let's just keep it going. Causing radiation effect to last up to 4 years, sis. Only contaminate the air, soil, water, and food supply. So imagine them not having nothing to eat. Like, there was, for the surviving people, it caused genetic problem causing stillbirth defects, and it also caused cancer, mainly leukemia, you know the word. And if they did not pass in the blast, evaporation, some would later die caused by the radiation, basically. So, you know, that was a really sad thing that happened. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Come again.